Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our press conference announcing some of the details of our 2011 Senior League World Series. My name is Dale Duff. I'm wearing the hat of a Bangor East Little League president and the chair of our opening ceremonies committee. And we have a great list of dignitaries. I'll let Mike Brooker, our tournament director, introduce everybody here in just a few moments' time. We're going to give you some of the details on the tickets and opening ceremonies. We have plenty of opportunity for one-on-one interviews and photos as well at the end of it. Without further ado, we have four of our city councilors here today, Dave Neely, Jerry Palmer, Carrie Weston, and Charles Longo. And we've asked Councilor Carrie Weston to speak on behalf of the city for us here today for our World Series. Carrie?
It's a beautiful day in Bangor, and let's play two. It's an honor for me to be here on behalf of the mayor of Bangor, my colleagues on the Bangor City Council, and the entire city of Bangor. This event for me is something that is truly special because it represents the best of many things. For one, having a field like this, having an environment like this for our youth to play on is such a special resource. And it's a luxury that most don't get to get in other communities, and it really is a proving ground for folks to see that they can be whatever they want to be. And when we welcome the world, it's such a fantastic opportunity to show off what I consider to be one of the most livable cities in the country of Bangor, Maine. And from a marketing point of view, an economic development point of view, and just a tourism point of view, this city is just a cherished jewel in the crown that is Maine. Last year, obviously, not only did we show the world that we can host, but we showed the world that we can play. The entire city couldn't have been prouder of the kids that represented Bangor, Maine on this field. And though not every season will end that way, the pride that the community shows in these kids are always there. And so I look forward to another season. I look forward to another fantastic tournament. And I want to just say a quick thank you to some of the most dedicated and committed folks that we've seen in our community. And it's part of what makes Bangor so very special. It's people that step up and do things not because they have to or because they get rewarded, but because there's a passion and a commitment to make this a better place to live for all. And having grown up in the Bangor West Side Little League and played and see some of the people that stand behind me, having been there when I did so, to see their undying commitment to not only this tournament, but to the kids' level of play in Bangor, just makes me feel very, very proud to not only live in, but represent the city of Bangor. So best wishes to a successful tournament. I know that everything's in place, and I look forward to sitting here for the Senior League World Series. So thank you.
Thank you, Kerry. And we'll have those Little League stats from West Side Little League on Kerry to hand out after the press conference. next, we'd like to... next, we have Dennis Lewin. He summers here in the state of Maine, and he's a tremendous asset to Little League, a former executive with ABC Television and with the NFL. Dennis Lewin is the chairman of the International Board of Directors for Little League, and we're so happy to have him here today. Dennis?
Thank you, Dale. Thanks, Dale. It's actually a privilege for me to be standing here in front of you today, representing all of Little League Baseball. This is one of our premier events. I'm honored to be here as chairman of Little League Baseball. And the city of Bangor just does a marvelous job putting this event on. Mike Brooker and his staff are just fabulous with the job they do. That was exemplified by the award they received this winter from the Chamber of Commerce on the 100th anniversary of the Chamber when they received a service award. There's few facilities in the world better than this one in Bangor. And as somebody who's been coming up here for a lot of years, who has a home in Toddy Pond in East Orland, whose wife is from Bucksport, I feel like a resident, and being here with these facilities is really special to me. Realize that this is the culmination of an event that brings together 4,800 leagues around the world with 72,000 senior baseball teams playing around the world. There are 14,400 games played during the tournament. Compare that to the 2,624 games played in all of Major League Baseball during one season. That's really an incredible feat. The Senior League World Series has been here since 2002, and it's our hope that they can continue to have the help and support they've gotten through the years, not only from the public, but especially from the various groups that buy sponsorships here. Sponsorship is key to any event, and in this economy, we hope that the level of support the Senior League has received in the past will continue and continue to grow. But thanks to all of you in Bangor for the support you've given Senior League through the years.
Thank you, Dennis. And of course, amongst all those players and those teams back 10 years ago was a young player, 16-year-old kid named Jair Jurgens. And just a couple of weeks ago, if you saw the Major League All-Star game, he was one of the pitchers for the National League for the Atlanta Braves. And 10 years ago, he pitched right here at Mansfield Stadium. In fact, had the save in the championship game of the first tournament ever played here. To talk more about the past and the present and where this event is going, I'd like to next introduce our tournament director, Mike Brooker.
Thank you, Dale. First off, I just want to thank everyone for coming today, especially the people that help so much with the tournament, and I just want to briefly introduce them as well, and they'll certainly be available after this press conference for one-on-ones. State Senator Nikki Farnham, State Representative Doug Damon, who are our fundraising co-chairs, and Doug McDonald, who is our fundraising coordinator. Fundraising is so important to this tournament. Without the sponsorship of the many businesses that have supported us throughout the years, along with the attendance of the fans, is what enables us to put on this tournament. And we hope that the businesses and the fans continue to support us. We have Gloria Owens, who is our volunteer coordinator. She's right there. Megan Mansfield, who is our ticket sales manager. Unfortunately, through a little snafu, the tickets were not available this morning at the printers, but we'll have them tomorrow. And starting Monday, they will be available for sale here at the ballpark and at all Ledbetter Superstop locations. Let's see, where am I going here? Ron St. Pierre, who's the field director here at Mansfield Stadium, as well as being the Senior League coach. This will be his fifth year coaching the team. Time flies. Fifth year coaching the team. Was very successful last year. He set the bar high. As Carey said, you can't always have that result every year, but that's not going to be because they don't try. David Utterback, I'm kind of proud of David. David, I'm terrible at these things. David played on my little league team when I coached. As a 20-year-old, he coached the first senior league team here. In the World Series. He subsequently earned undergraduate and master's degrees at Hassan, is a physical education teacher at Old Town High, and coaches varsity baseball and American Legion baseball. It's kind of our theme this year, where we've been, what we've accomplished, where we're going. I think David personifies that, and he does a great job with the kids in the area, and he still volunteers here at the stadium. So I'm awful proud of what he's done. We have Bob Stevenson and Yovane Stevenson, the district administrators here from Maine District 3. Over 50 years volunteer service to Little League Baseball. It's, as Carrie said, we do this because we have a passion, not only for baseball, but for the kids, and they're perfect examples of that. Over 50 years, it's a long time. Dick McQuestion is a longtime baseball fan and coach in the local area. He's going to be here to talk about in some one-on-ones about some of the players that have been here, some of the teams that have been here. He's a great evaluator of baseball talent, knows talent when he sees it, and can talk about players that have been here and where they might be. As Dale pointed out, Jar Jurgens was here. I think there's been a total of 5 players actually in the majors that have played here. And as of last year, there was 54 players that had played here in the Senior League World Series that had either been drafted or signed minor league contracts or were playing Division I baseball. You will see as good a baseball talent in this tournament as you will see anywhere in the world. This is a great tournament. It's a great way to provide an opportunity for our local kids to compete on an international level. And we hope they can continue to do that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. That will conclude our press conference for today. We can break down, do one-on-one interviews, if you want to set up some photographs as well. We thank everybody for coming here today. Thank you very much.